I thank the Lord for life spared to this and other broadcast time. You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service today a real blessing to you.
I found a friend, oh, such a friend. He loved me ere I knew him. He drew me with the cords of love, and thus he bound me to him, and round my heart still closely twine those ties which not can sever. For I am his, and he is
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to use us and be able to use our broadcast and make it a blessing to each one. We're so thankful for your love, and we know that you are no respecter of persons. You love everyone in our congregation. You are concerned for them. You are concerned for those things which concern them. So we pray that you'll minister to our congregation and use us to make our broadcast a blessing to this people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Let me remind you that you're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which comes from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We are certainly thankful that you are a part of our congregation today, and if our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. Our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And our subject for today's broadcast is Father's Day. And our text of Scripture is found in Psalm 112, verses 1, 2, and 3. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. In regard to Father's Day, I have some statistics. They are a little old, but they are the latest that I have, and I would like for you to note them. Some sobering reports, 90% of all homeless runaway children, 71% of all high school dropouts, 63% of all youth suicides, 85% of all youths in prison come from a home with no father. If that does not help us to realize the importance of father, I don't know what it would take. Half of the fatherless families in America live below the poverty line. Adolescents of fatherless families are more likely to be sexually active and are more likely to commit delinquent acts. Young adults who grow up in fatherless families are more likely to drop out of school, divorce, and engage in drugs and alcohol abuse. The best predictor of violent crime and burglary is a community in the proportions of households without fathers. The more fatherless families you'll find, the more evil you'll find in the community. To a father, one is to first choose a wife. And this is one of the most important decisions that a man will ever make. For he's not only choosing a wife, but he's choosing a mother for his children. A man is not only choosing a wife, I say, but he's choosing a mother for his children. So it is one of the most important decisions that a man may make. Have you ever known a time in the world today where the home is being more violently attacked than it is today? They're saying that no nation is stronger than its families. It's not a cliche. It's a fact. It's a reality. A man is not only to choose a wife, he is choosing a mother for his children, I say. And how those children are influenced and how they are raised depends not only on the mother, but on the father as well. A woman needs to be very careful, and if a Christian, very prayerful before she says yes to a man. For she is choosing not only a husband, but she is also choosing a father for her children, just like he is choosing a wife, not only a wife, but a woman for his children, a mother for his children. Frustrated and selfish individuals do not make suitable mates. Let me repeat that. Frustrated and selfish individuals do not make suitable mates. You cannot continue to live a life single, like a single man, and be a proper husband and father. No, there is liberties that you have as a single man that you must give up to be a husband and a father. So you cannot continue to live like a single person and be a proper husband and a proper father. It takes time and effort to be a proper father. A proper father must spend time at home. He must give his family part of his time. Yes, his wife deserves part of his time. His children deserve part of his time. And he is not to be out there running around with his buddies all the time. And it's not, of course, to be working all the time. For his family deserves some of his time and some of his attention. And a proper father would want to spend time with his companion and with his children. God has given fathers responsibilities that no one else has. And God will hold fathers responsible for their deeds. I say God will hold them responsible for their deeds and their activities. And again, they have responsibilities that no one else has. Father's place in the home, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Paul wrote that to the Corinthians church, 1 Corinthians 11:3. And any wife that has a husband who has Christ as his head will have a good husband. Yes, he will, because he will endeavor to do the will of God and obey the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is to love his wife and be not bitter against her. And when we speak about a man being the head of the wife, we're not talking about some dictator that rules and with an iron fist. We're talking about a husband who loves his wife, loves his children, and he will not do anything to hurt them or to harm them, but he will indeed show. Can you think of any father greater than our Heavenly Father? Yes, he is. If you're a child of God, he is your Heavenly Father. And he is an example for all earthly fathers to endeavor to follow and to obey. A father's place as head is very responsible and in time very difficult. I'm not telling you that everything is easy. There will be times when you have to make some very serious decisions that are difficult maybe for him to make. But if he will trust in the Lord with all of his heart and lean not unto his own understanding, but in all of his ways acknowledge the Lord said he would direct his path. So a father's place as head is a very responsible one, and it's not a place of dictatorship or overlords. It is a time, at times, it is a very difficult thing, but with God's help and grace, he can fulfill his responsibility. He must make decisions and be responsible for the results. I've said more than one time, I don't like to make decisions, although we have to, of course. The reason I say that is because the one who makes the decision is responsible for the consequences. Now, Adam tried to blame Eve, yes, but Adam was responsible for what Adam did, not for what Eve did. And we are individually responsible for what we do, and we are responsible for the consequences of the decisions that we make. He may say no at times, even when others want him to say yes, but he realizes and knows that no is the proper answer. And though it may be a little difficult for him to say no to his children sometimes when they want to do something, he sees and knows it is not best. He does say no because it is for the best. One of the things children need most today is parents that can control them properly. I do not mean that they mean to be need to be mean to their children or anything like that. But parents who make their children obey are doing their children a blessing. Do not allow the children to rule your home. First of all, the head of the home needs to fill his place, and also the helpmate needs to fill her place, and they need to work together. That's one thing that will help ruin a home and destroy a family, is for the father and the mother to be at odds with one another. And there should be no favorites. That's what happened in the home where Jacob and Esau lived. The mother favored Jacob and the father favored Esau. And it was not a happy family. It was not a real prosperous family. So a father and a mother, husband and a wife, need to work together in harmony. And when one tells the children to do something, the other parents should not slip around their back and give them permission to do so. Stand together, work together, strive together for the good of everyone that is concerned. One of the things that children need most today, I say, is parents that can control them. And I do not speak of abuse, for parents will not be able to properly control their children until they can control themselves. Let me repeat that. Parents cannot properly control their children until they learn to control themselves. The father must say no at times because he knows it is for the best, and whenever the answer can be yes, then let him say yes. Yet being a human, fathers can, and they do, make mistakes at times. Yes, they do. They're not perfect, and they're not above making mistakes, but we should not ridicule them for that or discount anything, everything else that they say just because they make a mistake. Again, fathers are human just like everyone else, and he is subject to make mistakes like everyone else. But we need to be careful how we our attitude toward the father when he does make a mistake. Fathers are responsible for setting a proper example for their children. I remember hearing the story one time. A man, he was a sinner man, and he drank, and he left his home one evening and started for the bar. And he heard a noise behind him, and he turned, and there his little son was following him. And he said to his son, "Where are you going?" And the son said, "I'm going with you, Daddy." And the father stood there a moment, and he went back and picked up his child and went back in the house. And he said, "You will never follow me to a bar." And he never went again himself. So fathers are to be an example that their children can follow. Fathers are responsible for setting a proper example for all of their children, daughters as sons as well. "I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them." So we read in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, and verse 19. "I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them." Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only." A father should do his best to protect his family from sinful things. Yes, the father should do his very best. I know we're living in a very wicked world today. Sin is on every hand, and most everything that you find out there in the world is geared to the world and for the sinful acts of the world. But fathers must do their utmost to protect their family from the sinful things of this wicked, evil, ungodly world.
A father should be honored. He should be respected by his wife and by his children. But he must earn that honor by living the right kind of a life. There are some fathers who are not really deserving of honor. Although the position of father is one that should be honored, but beyond that, a person must live to deserve honor if they're really going to receive it. And so the father is to be honored, he is to be respected by the wife and by the children, but he should earn that honor by being the father God would have him to be. He can do this only by being a true Christian himself. We cannot of ourselves live the kind of a life we need to live within our own selves. No, there is an enemy out there that is attacking our homes, trying to wreck our lives, and we need God's help. Thank the Lord has promised to be with us, and he said, greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world, speaking about our having Christ enthroned in our heart. And the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never let you be tempted above that which you are able to bear, but will with every temptation make a way of escape. So again I say, fathers should be honored, and they should be respected by the wife and children, but he should earn it by being the father God would have him to be. He can only do this by being a true Christian, a true disciple of Christ. May the Lord bless not only the fathers who are listening to our broadcast today, but bless the entire family as well, is our prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these thoughts and scriptures with our precious congregation today, and we trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied what we have said, and it has been a blessing to precious souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. Remember our postal address. We'll be happy to hear from you, to know that our broadcast is a blessing to you. And our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can download past broadcasts if you have missed any, or if there was one that you would like to hear over again. There are a number of broadcasts there on our archives, and our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We'd also like to invite you to be with us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. We thank the Lord for those that we do hear from who are joining us in our services. And we have some in other lands as well as in our own nation. And we appreciate our webpage address, our congregation, as well as all of our radio listeners. www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us today, and we invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of the Lord rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.